pathos that had settled on her small shoulders and made her worthy of her parents' disdain. It wasn't until she'd reached her womanhood that she'd learned the truth. One of her father's advisors had ripped the veil of ignorance from her, exposing her to the harsh truth that had confirmed all of her fears. They'd been at an official state dinner. In those days, she'd still been allowed to haunt the margins of state events, although she'd never been given the fanfare and formal introductions that had greeted her parents' entrance. She'd been hovering near the serving tables, snatching scraps to nibble with her back against the wall, watching the goings-on of the nobles of the realm. She'd been surprised to see one of her father's closest advisors, a man who might have been affectionately called Uncle, if she'd received enough affection to interact with the adults surrounding her, flirting with one of the serving girls who looked almost as young as she was. When he'd caught her watching, he'd ceased his flirtation and nodded in her direction. "No need to say anything to my lady wife," he'd say evenly, giving her a smile. "I have never spoken a word to your wife before," she'd said with a shrug. "No reason to begin now." He froze for a moment, considering her words. They might have sounded knowing, coming from another, but she'd done nothing more than state the truth, which he'd picked up on then. He'd looked down on her, a look almost like pity crossing his stern features. The advisor, a well-dressed man with an overbearing mustache and a bit of a pot belly, had coughed to clear his throat, then leaned in with a sad shake of his head. "I've never been one to put my faith in signs and wonders," he said, his voice rough. "But your father, he's a careful man. Prophecy is a heavy thing, after all." "Prophecy?" she'd asked, a chill going through her. The advisor had blown out a heavy breath, lifting the ends of his mustache. He shook his head and took two steps away from her. "Never mind what I said." He made a gesture as if to wave away his words. He continued his retreat, finishing over his shoulder with an offhand, "Enjoy your dinner," then returning to the table where her father sat at the head. It wasn't until she'd asked one of the rectors at the Great Academy that she understood fully the issue the advisor had cracked open for her. "The prophecy in question came from a witch, one your father has had dealings with since before his ascension to the throne." She still remembered the pale winter light streaming through the windows in the rector's austere office. It had seemed almost buttery, coating the desk and her hands with a yellow glow. She'd listened as the old academic had unwound the mystery of the prophecy and confirmed the curse that had hung over her head since before her birth. "The witch scryed, using her ancient crystals, said to be taken from the innermost core of the realm, and returned with a prophecy that your father's rule would be destroyed by his first and only offspring, who would weave her own destiny beyond the realm." He looked at the ceiling, his features drooping. "Her exact words were, 'The fruit of the poison tree will wither the line.'" Her heart had leapt into her throat, and she'd had trouble breathing. "No wonder my father hates me. He believes I will be the one to destroy him." She'd noticed the rector's hands then, had seen the fingers shaking. She'd looked up, surprised at the fleeting flash of fear she'd seen on his features. "There's something he hasn't told me. What did he... How did my father respond to the prophecy?" She grew the courage to ask, her voice sounding creaky to her own ears. The rector looked at her, pausing before answering. "I think you know the answer to that in the treatment you have received. As heir, you should be feted, celebrated by those in the palace and outside it, but you're almost universally reviled." She flinched at his answer, realizing in that moment that his words were true. She'd expected things to change when she reached her majority, expected the realm to accept her as its next ruler, but her 12th name day had come and gone, and she'd been given next to no education about the realm and her place in it. "They never intended for me to rule. Is there any way this prophecy won't come to pass?" She'd known the answer before the rector opened his mouth, but she'd needed to hear it from another's mouth. "Your father asked the same question of the witch. Her answer was more cryptic than the prophecy itself. Bites